Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, live from Manor Valley, this is the Fan Morning Show. We're at the Fan Open. We're having a great time already this morning. Thank you for joining us. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates Fan Text Line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Jim, good morning to you. Everything going well out here?
Good morning. Did you just almost say, instead of this is the Fan Morning Show, this is the Fan Open?
Yes.
That's what I was thinking in my head, and I was surprised. You hesitated for just a split second, and I'm thinking you were thinking the same thing.
I was, but we are at both. We're at the Fan Morning Show and the Fan Open, and we are having a better time than Chad Kuhl had last night, that's for sure. Tough luck for Chad Kuhl last night. Two innings pitched, eight hits, eight runs. They were all earned. Gave up two home runs. Just didn't have his best stuff. Well, maybe Chad Kuhl found something out. Maybe he found out, well, that the other team knew what was coming. Play it, producer Matt.
A few outings where I was kind of puffing. And, I wasn't doing it on off speed. I was only doing it on fastballs. So we'll just go back and just see if there's anything that kind of gives away, whether it's a heater or breaking ball. So it was just a couple starts that it was really, really bad, where you could tell the difference between fastball, breaking ball, but we kind of cleaned it up, so we haven't really had any of these issues. So, but we'll see.
Maybe tipping his pitches he lets out there. By the way, follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. So here's a guy that goes up and down, and it's just like every other guy on the Pirates staff, I think, particularly the starting rotation, Jim. You don't know what to expect from him. At times he's been good, and then they'll have terrible, terrible outings like Kuhl had last night. If he wants to chalk it up to tipping his pitches and last night the Arizona Diamondbacks knowing what was coming, okay, I'll buy that. Well, then get it fixed for the next one.
Well, he apparently had it fixed. You know, he thought that had happened earlier in the season. And now he'd put together, I remember I had a figure over his last five starts. His ERA was 2.45. I remember that as part of the preview yesterday and Adam Berry's story on MLB.com. He went back eight starts. His last eight starts, his ERA, 2.89. So however far back you go, whether it's five or eight starts, if something had been not working earlier, then he had obviously fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, last night, he gave up more runs last night, I think, than he had given up in his previous three, four, five starts. And it was just, three, nobody, no outs in the third inning. He only recorded six outs.
It was batting practice type stuff. Yeah. He gave up more runs than he recorded outs.
Right. Six outs, eight runs.
Yeah.
And that's obviously not good. And I think it was one of those deals where I was thinking this after it was 6-0 after two. So you're going like, okay. This is one of the, I know you like to talk about this and you like the expression, he's going to have to wear one.
Yeah.
So he might have given up 10 runs, might have to give up 12 runs, but he's going to go at least four or five innings.
They tried to let him do that.
Yes. And then, you give up two batters into the third inning. There's a 2-run homer and it's 8-0. And I think Clint Hurdle said, this isn't doing anybody any good. It's just that
Brault did well to get through three.
Yes. But that's the problem, is that he did a good job. Okay, that's great. But now he went three innings, so when's he going to be available again? And that's what you just hate to use. You have to use seven innings, and you're the home team, so you have to face the other. If you're the visiting team in that situation, you only have to cover six innings instead of seven, because the home team's not going to have to bat.
And the other thing in all this, too, it seems like Kuhl is susceptible to these every once in a while, these really bad blow-up kind of starts. I don't know what Chad Kuhl's future is going to be. I don't know if he's going to be a starter the rest of his career, but it is curious. It's also curious what this rotation has become. I think that right now, if you're saying this whole, you got to win one game, or who's my best guy right now, all the cliches like that, Musgrove might be the guy that's garnered the most trust, but he's had a bad one as well, too, Jim.
Yeah, so I think he's coming off a bad one. Well, that's the thing. And Ivan Nova looked like, man, he's lost it, and I think he's had two good starts in a row, and he goes tonight. So you really don't know what you're going to get. The Pirates can't afford is for more than one guy through the rotation to do what to happened last night.
But I think that's what you see, and that's what marks a team that's 36 and 38. You have so many question marks, and when you go out there, we are still to the point now where you're approaching the All-Star break, and you don't know what you're going to get with this baseball team. There are really no sure bets. Go ahead around the lineup and go ahead through the pitching staff and go ahead through the bullpen, through the rotation and then through the bullpen, I should say. You have no sure bets. When you go out there on good baseball teams, on really good baseball teams, and even when the Pirates were really good, when they were winning 98 games, you had sure bets. This guy's going to get a couple hits this night. This guy's going to do this defensively. You know, ball hit to Josh Bell yesterday. He throws the ball to Mercer low, and I'm thinking, is he going to throw this ball into left field, or is this going to be a double play, or is it just going to be one? You see plays like that. You give the ball to Cool to start the game. Is he going to be brilliant, or is he not? There's a ball hit to right field. It's a routine play. Is Polanco going to field it, or is he going to butcher it? There's a ball hit to Meadows to start the game last night from John Jay. Was he playing deep enough? Is he playing shallow enough? Is he going to go get it on the warning track, or is it going to turn into a ground rule double? There's so many questions with his team. I think that's what marks a 36 and 38 team for me, is there's no one guy that gives you that surefire great performance every night, or very good performance. Maybe that's unfair, Jim, but that's how I feel about this team.
I think you summed it up pretty well. And even, you know, the guy, well, Austin Meadows sitting 340. Mm-hmm. He went 3-for-4. There's a lefty pitching tonight. Corey Dickerson's still away, so I would imagine Meadows will be in the lineup tonight. In fact, he was going to be in the lineup against the lefty the other night before the game got called off. But if you're going to depend on him to be your most consistent offensive player right now, what is he, 22 years old, 23? I don't think he's 23 yet, but anyway, that's, you know, you need more from others. Jordy Mercer is actually quietly having a really solid year, although he did have those couple errors that he made, which
he's sitting like 325 over the past 25 games or something,
which is uncaring. If Jordy made those two errors in the span of less than a week, my guess is he may not make two errors the rest of the year. But you need your best guys to be, you know, so we talked about this with the Penguins in the playoffs. You need your best players to be your best players. And sometimes it's hard to figure out who the Pirates' best players are supposed to be.
You know, I had the sound off last night, too. Did you watch most of the game or some of the game?
No,
I had the sound off, but it was on in the background. What did Cervelli have a different mask on for? I noticed that right away. Because I didn't know who was catching. I thought it was Diaz for a minute.
Jake Stallings was back.
We have 412-928-9370.
Well, remember, he had that ball that hit off his mask.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going
to
try.
I'm derelict of duty for not running up and turning the sound on, but I was like doing some really important stuff in my kitchen.
I'm derelict of duty for not paying complete attention.
No, and I didn't have a chance to run over and turn the sound on, and I didn't. And then my son changed the channel, so I couldn't rewind.
he'd had enough.
No, but you know what? He changed the channel real quick, so I couldn't rewind. You know that whole thing when you want to rewind?
Yeah,
I was like, oh, I got to find out. Why did he have that? Because he had on that kind of that hockey goalie mask on, as opposed to his normal mask on. It really struck me.
I don't know
the answer to that.
I'm pretty sure that it has to do with
him getting
foul balls, and they're going to try something a little bit different.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.